Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here it is again, Wednesday night. And I just like to take this time to say thank you. I know your schedules are busy with the holiday and Thanksgiving coming up, but you took time out of your busy schedules to call in to Inspiration Wednesday, hosted by myself, Diane Adams. It is always a privilege and an honor to come before you, and I realize that God allows every opportunity that comes our way. I just want to thank God, the Father, for allowing us this time to come together. I would like to thank him for his Son. I would also like to thank God for his Holy Spirit, which lives and dwells inside of us. You know, what would we do without God in our lives? You know, some people walk around every day, you know, having accept Christ as their Savior, don't have a covering or a seal. The Holy Ghost is not dwelling in them. I just don't understand how they make it, but they do it. But as always, again, I thank you. And what we're going to do tonight is, as always, I'm going to ask if anybody would like to pray. If not, I'm going to go into a prayer. And once we do that, I'm going to play a song. And after the song, we're going to go into the lesson. I want you to know that the lesson tonight title is, one of the worst sins in the world is the sin of ingratitude. One of the worst sins in the world is the sin of ingratitude. Tonight's scripture is going to be from Luke 17 chapter, verses 11 through 19. And for those who have your Bibles, you can look it up while the music is playing. And those who don't have your Bible, you could get it. But as the holiday is fast and approaching, it's good to come together with the Word of God. And it's fitting with tomorrow, you know, being Thanksgiving, you know, coming and listening and exploring the Word of God is one of the ways that you show him that you are thankful. So what I'm going to do now is play the song after I pray, and we're going to go into the lesson. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter your courts with thanksgiving, and we enter your gates with praise. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Lord, you have blessed us more than we can even comprehend, more than we could ever assume, and yet you keep on blessing us, and for that we say thank you. We thank you for your Son, and we thank you for your Spirit. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Lord, we can't make it without you, and because of you, we are who we are. Heavenly Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit have his way with this Bible study tonight. I decrease as he increase. And I pray that his word won't return void, and that any questions or any concerns or any illumination and revelation that he give to his people would be helpful to get them to the intended purpose that God has for each and every one of us. Heavenly Father, all of these blessings and others, I ask you in your darling Son Jesus' name, for all of our sakes. Amen, and thank God. Well, I'm going to play this song tonight, and I think it's very, very appropriate because the name of the song is simply Thank You.
Can't get enough pain. As for me, oh, I can't stay on it.
And that was Thank You by Walter Hawkins and Donnie McClurkin. You know, that song was fitting, you know, because they talked about all of the things that God has gracefully blessed us with, and we don't sometimes recognize it. Again, for the other callers that has called in, the title of this lesson is One of the Worst Sins in This World. It's the sin of ingratitude. We coming from Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. And I just want to start off by saying, as this holiday season is fast approaching, you know, with tomorrow being Thanksgiving, I thought it would be a good time to reflect on all of the things that we should be thankful for. You know, we live in a world where kindness in all forms, from someone to another, it is often overlooked, which is a form of ingratitude. I want you to know that ingratitude is simply the state of being ungrateful and or a state of unthankfulness. As we go through this lesson tonight, I pray that you reflect on all of the many blessings that God has bestowed on you and your family, your friends, your neighbors, the country, the world. I want you to reflect on that. And some, you know, as you reflect, you know, it's almost like you, when you look at the things that has happened in your life and where God has brought you from, it would be hard for you not to say, if the Lord was not on your side, where would you be? And if you don't realize that, if the Lord wasn't on your side, you would be lost in sin and destined for hell. Sometimes I say that if the Lord had decided not to do anything else for me, I'm talking about me right now, if God decide not to do anything else for me, I would still be thankful for all that he has already done. If you take the time and look back over your life and really think things over, you should be able to truly say that you have been blessed, and you should have a testimony of thanksgiving, which is an act of giving thanks, grateful acknowledgments of benefits, of favors, especially to God. Everything, anything else than being grateful and thankful is a sin of ingratitude. I chose this scripture tonight with it being Thanksgiving and in talking about ungratefulness in a time when everybody should be realizing how thankful they are. This story was a story. This Bible teaching that Jesus had did was one of the stories in the Bible about being ungrateful. You know, Jesus had did something, you know, well, we're going to get into the scripture, but if you got your Bibles, go to the 17th, we're going to start at the 11th verse. But whenever you do research in the Bible and you ask for scriptures of something, someone being unthankful, this is one of the lessons that come up. And it starts with saying, 11th verse, say, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Who? Jesus. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, and he was doing a lot of teaching in the book of John. And he was passing through to get to Jerusalem, but he went through in the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Why is this noted in the Bible? When you study the Bible, you have to understand why some of the writing is there. You see, when we see that Jesus passed through Samaria, this lets us know that Jesus loved everyone, because the Israelites, which was the Jews, inhabited in Samaria, and they intermarried with foreigners and adopt their idolatrous religion. See, you know, when they was in captivity, they start marrying the people in Samaria. So the Samaritan was mixed with some of the Jews, and they, you know, they just the Orthodox Jews, they despised the Samaritans. They called them dogs. They didn't want to associate with them. You know, they figured they was doing, you know, things against God. But the Samaritans, and they were generally considered to be half-breeds and was universally despised by the Jews. Now, you got to understand this. The Jews didn't go through Samaria. Because of their imperfect allegiance to Judaism, that was the religion of the Jews, they had got with the Samaritans and started worshiping idol gods, and because of that, the Jews did not want to deal with them. They didn't have no allegiance to Judaism, which was the Jewish religion. And they had pagan, you know, they did paganistic things. You see, the Samaritan was despised by the ordinary Jew. But rather than contaminate themselves by passing through Samaria, this is what the Jews did. The Jews who was traveling to go to Jerusalem, which Samaria would get you there quicker because you could go straight through. But they would travel from Judea to Galilee or vice versa, and then they would cross the Jordan River, which was out of the way, which made their journey much farther. And a Samaritan also harbored animosity towards them. Jews did not go through Samaria. Jesus, we know, is a Jew. So Jesus being who he is, and because he loves everybody, he went through Samaria. He could do that. You see, Jesus went through Samaria. Tiny verse. but it has a lot of meaning and impact when you know the facts. And then when we get to 12, it said, and he entered into a certain village. There he met 10 men who were lepers, which stood afar off. You know, lepers is a person who have leprosy, and it's a disease. And it would turn their appearance to like albino. So, you know, if someone had leprosy, you could see it. And you see in 13, say, and they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. Now, when Jesus went through Samaria, you know, they saw him, they knew who he was, and asked him for mercy. And 14 said, and when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. And it came to pass, as they went, they were clean. You know, because leprosy was a contagious disease, people who had leprosy was required to stay away from other people. And, you know, when if they was walking and had to go somewhere and you were walking, they had to keep announcing, I'm unclean, I'm unclean, I'm unclean, and things like that. They had to announce their appearance when you came near. So people wouldn't even go by them because just like now, people don't want to have anything to do with Ebola if they think you got it. You know, they don't want to have nothing to do with AIDS, especially when it first came out because you don't know. But that's the way it was. It was they had leprosy and it was a contagious disease. You know, but sometimes the leprosy would go in remission, and when it did, the rules was that they had to go to a priest, and the priest had to examine them and say they was clean. When you look at the verse, Jesus told them, he told them, go and show yourself to the priest. But when they left and they obeyed on their way, they were healed. You know, there's a reason all by itself to be thankful. First, we see Jesus, you know, go through Samaria when other Jews wouldn't. You see, it was an act of kindness when Jesus stopped and even entertained them. They should have been thankful. They called him Jesus, so they knew that he was a Jew, and Jews didn't speak or would give the time of day to a Samaritan. Or they wouldn't even care about their needs. But Jesus took time to entertain them. Jews would not even give Samaritans the time of day, let alone entertain them. Jesus gave them a command, and by faith they obeyed. And as they obeyed, they went and they were clean. You have to obey to receive. Another reason to be grateful. You know, you have to have obedience. And you got to have a desire to want to do it. And then you'll formulate the attitude of being grateful. And then 15 verse say, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. This is the leper that came back. The one, he glorified, he fell at his feet, he gave him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. In the 17th chapter say, and Jesus answered saying, were there not 10 clean, but where are the 9? And 18 says, there are not found that return to give glory to God, except the stranger. And they call the Samaritans strangers because they wasn't Jews. You see, not all of the lepers were Samaritan. Some of them was Jews just like Jesus. The surprise in his healing is that only one thankful one, there was only one thankful one, and look at this, he wasn't even a Jew. He wasn't even a Jew. You see, the mixed group of lepers is presumably made up of both Jews and Samaritans. You see, their common disease united them despite their deep division of ancestry, religion, and history. You see, all of them was outcasts. You know, even though you was a Jew, which was supposed to be, you know, above the rest, you had a disease, so you was knocked down just like the other people. You know? So they had Jews and Sumerians mixed together. So we know that it wasn't just Sumerians that he healed, but he healed 10 and one came back. You see, this lesson is just one vast example of the sin of ingratitude. All that Jesus had done for all 10 of the lepers, only one showed gratitude for what he had done. You see, the world that we live in is full of ungrateful people. Ungrateful people. Ingratitude is an integral part of our society. If you ask most people if they are ungrateful, they would probably reply, "Of course not." However, this attitude is so ingrained in their lives, they cannot openly admit or even realize. Some people don't even realize how ungrateful they are. They've been so ungrateful so long, they think that that's, it's, first of all, they think it's okay, you know, and they, you know, they don't even realize that they are ungrateful. You see, Webster Dictionary defined ingratitude as a forgetfulness of a poor return for the kindness that you receive. I don't care how small the kindness is. I don't care, you know, what it is. Any act of kindness deserves gratefulness and thank you. You see, it can only be defined as not appreciating or it could also be defined as not appreciating or valuing what you have been given. How many people is so busy sometimes complaining? And there's a thing in the world that people say, you can't see the forest for the trees. You know, sometimes you have to sit back and just look at what God has done and look at what you have. You might not have what the next person have, but I'm sure you might have more than the other person have. You know, they say sometimes people complain because they wanted new shoes, but they went down a block or two and they saw a man with no feet. We have to learn to be grateful. And we have to learn to be thankful. At a time like this with Thanksgiving right here, you know, I don't know what you do on Thanksgiving Day or as you prepare and you be busy preparing for Thanksgiving, but it's a time to reflect on all of the things that God, and not just God, but others have done for you. You see, and this is important right here. Unexpressed gratitude is also ingratitude. You know, a lot of persons say, I really did appreciate it. Well, if you don't say it, it don't count. And if I did something for you and you don't give any, you know, thanks or gratitude for what was done, how could the person know that you were grateful for what they did? And don't get me wrong, anything you do for somebody, you're not looking for something in return. But it's always nice and it's encouraging to receive thank you. We human. You know, we're going to do it because we, you know, for whatever reason we do it. And we don't always get thanks. And it don't stop us from doing it. But you see, unexpressed gratitude is also ingratitude. You know, the Bible states that the people of God are thankful people, for they realize how much they have been given. Y'all believe that? Do you know some Christians that don't act thankful? And there's so many ways that you could be doing in your life that you don't even look at it as being ungrateful. And I'm going to give you an example. You know, this is a time where people is giving basket after basket after basket. They're giving little gifts and gift cards and things like this. You know, plenty of people, there was a time in their life that they really needed that to survive. You know, but sometimes people just, you know, just do it just to be doing it. To me, it's almost like it's a sin of ingratitude, because if God has positioned you and got you in a position where you done moved up and you no longer have to do that, when you do things like that, I'm talking not just that about the little turkeys and stuff, but just being greedy and cheating and lying and stealing, that's a sign of ingratitude, because you're telling God, all that you done for me is not enough. And remember, unexpressed, you know, you could express ingratitude in the way you act, in the attitude, the way you think. So you got to look at gratitude and thanksgiving and being thankful in other aspects than maybe you even thought about. You see, one of the characteristics of the last days, you know, when they talk about the last days, they talk about sons against fathers and daughters against mothers and, you know, all of this wickedness come. They say one of a specific sign of the last days is a lack of thanksgiving. People is not going to be grateful. They're going to do anything that seems right in their eyes. Check it out. It's in 2 Timothy 3 and 2. But we have to watch the attitude we have about what we have received. You know, if we're going to take and focus on what we don't have, we can't be thankful for what we have. And I'm going to give you another example, you know, so to let you know this ungratefulness is not new. You know, I gave you that scripture when Jesus was talking, teaching in the book of John. But if we look back at the Israelites, you know, it was like 430 years of slavery in Egyptian. And the Israelites, through God's miraculous intervention, was released from bondage. And as they left Egypt, God allowed them to collect riches, cattle, food, gold, jewelry, and supplies. And for those who don't know about it, when God delivered the children out of Egypt, he told them, go to anyone you want and ask them for anything you want, and they're going to give it to you. So that's what I'm talking about right now. As they left Egypt, he allowed them to collect riches, cattle, food, gold, jewelry, and supplies. And you see, God performed these many miracles as they traveled through the wilderness. You know, they had on shoes that never wore out in 40 years, you know. When the food that they had brought out with them had went away, they went to Moses. Moses went to God, and he dropped mammon from the sky. You see, but what happened, he selected them. Besides doing all of that, the miracles and letting them have everything, he selected them to be his people, promising to take them to the land filled with milk and honey. But this was not enough for them. You see, they were so blatantly ungrateful that they had even stated that they wanted to go back to Egypt, that it would be better to go back to Egypt than trust God. And that was where they had undergone so many years of brutal slavery. They was willing to go back than to go forward with God. And God had already provided the evidence and did everything they need, and yet it wasn't enough, and yet they were not grateful. And their statements proved it when they say we ought to go back. You see, they did not appreciate the astounding blessing that God had provided them, are the many powerful miracles he had performed to them. He dropped mammon out of the sky. He let water flow from a rock. Their clothes didn't wear out. Come on now. Almighty God, yet it wasn't enough. Do you know any people or have any people in your life that no matter what you do is never enough? Do you know some people or anybody like that, no matter what they have, how much they have, where they got it from, is never enough? They still itching for a scratch and looking for more? That's ungrateful. You know, all of this sound like a lot of people of today. No matter what you do, it just seems to never be enough. You see, I'll tell you. Let's look at this. You know, when we raise our children to become grown men and women, you know, whatever we do for them is a blessing of love. And yet, sometimes they don't even realize it. And sometimes it seems that they may be ungrateful. Because remember, unexpressed gratitude is also ingratitude. And, you know, we have to stop these things like making excuses for people by saying, oh, we know that's just the way they are. I believe she's grateful. She's grateful, but, you know, she just don't never say it. Unexpressed gratitude is ingratitude. When someone is grateful, ungrateful, or not thankful for the things you do, how does it make you feel? You know, you human. You know. Everybody like to hear, I thank you every now and then. And don't get me wrong, it's not the fuel that keep your fire lit. It's not the thing that makes you make the decisions of helping people. But the Bible say that is in order. Because if you truly learn how to thank God, then you'll truly learn how to thank people. So if a person is walking around and you do things for them, not just you, but whatever, if things is being done for them and they can't say thank you or be grateful, you best believe they're not thanking God. So, you know, how that makes you feel? Well, how do you think it makes God feel when he doesn't receive a simple thank you for all that he has done in and through our lives? You see, to have a heart of gratitude, and plenty of people don't have the heart of gratitude. They ain't never thought about this. But to have a heart of gratitude, we must first realize that no one owes us anything. See, and so many people got it twisted because they think they're afforded the privilege, you know, to receive or, you know, that somebody owe them something. They really always think somebody owe them something. But nobody don't owe nobody nothing. The Bible says we owe no man nothing but to love him. That's the scripture says. But when you realize, when you really get a heart of gratitude is when you realize that any act of kindness or anything that God does for you, it's a blessing, and you have a heart of gratitude because you realize nobody don't have to do anything for you, and not even God. You see, God has bestowed many gifts towards us. Not that we deserve any of them, or that we even could have earned even one of them. But because of his love, mercy, and grace, he keep on blessing us. You see, instead of being thankful, some people begin to boast and really believe that they did it on their own. The things in your life that has happened, that's happening now, and if you keep on living will happen, could not have been done by no one else but God. First of all, every day is a day of Thanksgiving. If you on this phone and listen to me, that means you're in the land of the living. And if God decides for you not to have breath, you wouldn't be able to hear my voice. You would be out of here. Everything that happened, nobody could do it but God. If we go all the way back to creation, man could make no moon stay in the sky, no star light up. He couldn't contain the water in the boundaries of the sea. Have you ever thanked God for letting the sun shine one more day? Have you ever, thanked God that you have money to buy food each day? And you know it's got to be a blessing because you got so many people hungry. It's on the TV all the time. Come on now. We have so much to be thankful for. If we take the time to thank God for all that he has done, is doing, and has promised to do, guess what? We won't have as much time on our hand for foolishness. We wouldn't have all of this time for foolishness. We should be thankful because God is worthy of our thanksgiving. It is only right to credit him for good deeds and perfect gifts. And not only God, if there's some people in your life that have been doing things for you or have done things for you or showed you acts of kindness or got you out of a jam or help you make a way out of no way, and you might have wasn't so thankful. But you could go back and say, I didn't thank you properly for what you did, but I do appreciate it. And then half of the times, the ones who usually always need somebody to do something for them is usually the ones that always need somebody to do something for them again. And yet, if they didn't show any gratitude the first time, it makes you want to turn them down. You see, when we are grateful, our focus moves off of selfish desires and off of the pain of your current circumstances. Have you ever had something that happened in your life like all hell, blood salute? I'm going to tell you this because I know it in my life, and I know it works. When all hell busts loose and a circumstance come up, if you go in a praise of thank you and you start telling God thank you, it's going to ease your pain. It's going to make you believe that it's going to be all right. It's going to strengthen you. You see, expressing thankfulness, that's how you help to remember that God is in control. If you start telling him thank you for everything that, if you make a list and start saying, Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for allowing me to go on my way. Thank you that, nothing came overnight and came in our house and destroyed us. Thank you for my children having health. Thank you that whatever. When you do all of that and you start talking to God like that, you letting him know that he is in control and he's working it all out with you. You see, thankfulness then is not only appropriate, it is actually healthy and is beneficial to you. There are benefits attached to the spirit of thanksgiving. Some of those benefits and blessings some people have never received because they never was thankful. You see, it reminds us, being thankful reminds us of the bigger picture, that we belong to God. And that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Truly, we have an abundant life, even if we don't realize it. And gratefulness is always fitting. Let's look at it like this. God said that, he's our heavenly father, and on earth we have an earthly father. And, your father, your earthly father may or may not have done, anything for you or whatever. But, you know, when your father, your early father did things, he wanted to be thanked. So like any wise father, God wants us to learn to be thankful for all our gifts. So, you know, and then plenty of us may be thanking our earthly father and not thanking our heavenly father. You see, without gratefulness, we become ignorant and self-centered. We began to believe that we have achieved everything on our own. Ludicrous. You know, plenty of people walk around, I'm a self-made man or a self-made woman because my mom didn't do this, my dad didn't do this, I raised myself. You know, you did a lot, but it was by God's grace and God's mercy and God's favor and God's protection and God's love towards you that enabled you to do that. That's what it was. And because you maybe didn't have a father, maybe your mother didn't do what she could have did, you know, because of all of that, and here you are still standing tall, you need to thank him. And stop looking at what somebody didn't do or what somebody should have did or how somebody did and why. Look to the source. You see, thankfulness keeps our heart in the right relationship to the giver, which is God. You know, you have to stop focusing on what you don't have and be thankful for what you have. Giving thanks also reminds us of how much we do have. When we focus on our blessing rather than our wants, we will be much happier. When we start thanking God for the things we really take for granted, our perception will change. You see, we began to realize that we could not even exist without the merciful blessing of God. We can have thankful hearts towards God, even when we don't feel like being thankful because of the circumstances we may be in. You know, watch this. We can grieve and still be thankful. We can hurt and still be thankful. We can be angry at sin and still be thankful. Come on now. What is, you know, when we're able to be thankful in all of these circumstances, trials, tribulation, and adversities that some of them I just mentioned, that's what the Bible calls a sacrifice of praise. Because, you know, that's a praise, a thank you when you don't even feel like saying it. That's praising God when you don't even think that it's going to be all right. That's a sacrifice of praise. You see, giving thanks to God keeps our heart in a right relationship with him. And it saves us from a host of harmful emotions and attitudes that will rob us from the peace of God that God wants us to experience. It hinder him from being able to mold you into his tender purpose. You know, so as I end the lesson tonight, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ." We ought to be thankful not only for the things we have, but for the circumstances we don't like. I'm going to give you an example of what happened. I had a grandson, and he was 4 years old, and he was in a car accident. And I was called to the scene, and when I got there, he was at the hospital. And the doctors, you know, just kept, you know, saying they were still working on it. And it was a very long time, so, you know, you begin to read between the lines. And, you know, we assume, you know, that he had made it. But in a while that I was waiting for him to tell me, you know, what was the outcome. I can remember walking the halls at a hospital, and I was walking the halls, and I began to pray, and I gave a praise, a sacrifice unto God. I told him that no matter what the outcome is, that I was going to praise his name anyhow. I told him that if I don't have no more time with my grandson, which he was only 4, that I praised him and I thanked him for the 4 years that I had. You know, I told him, I thank him that I played my role and I was in my rightful place as a grandmother. Because, you see, if I wasn't, then I was going to be, you know, feeling bad or hurt or even shame. You know, I thanked him. I thanked him and I told him that I know he knew best, because it could be danger seen and unseen that, you know, was going to happen in his life that was really worse than death, and he was a child, and I already know he was saved. And I thanked him for the salvation for my grandson's life. You see, so in the midst of it all, I was still able to praise him. And then, you know, when they gave the verdict, I hadn't already sent up, you know, the prayers, and God had already touched my heart, and I was able to go through and deal with it with a clear understanding. And God worked it out. You see, when we properly thank God for everything that he allows to come in our lives, it keeps bitterness at bay. I'm a believer. We cannot be both thankful and bitter at the same time. We do not thank God for evil, but that he is sustaining us through it. We don't thank God for harm, but we thank him when he gives us the strength to endure. And this is my last verse for tonight. We can truly thank God for his promises that all things will work together for our good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Romans 8 and 28. And that's our lesson for tonight. And as Thanksgiving is approaching, I ask you to reflect back on your life and really think it over and see what God has done in and through your life. Now is a good time. It's never too late, long as you have breath in your body. And you got to remember that thankfulness is an attitude. It's a proper attitude that we as Christians should have. We should have a spirit of thankfulness and gratitude, not just towards God, but because, and the Bible says, especially to the other Christians, as well as our neighbors and all human beings. That's an attribute that a Christian should have. So tonight I pray that we receive it, and we do better. I didn't say you, I say we. And that, you know, you won't look at it the same. I know it's a little bit early this time. Instead of having 2-3 minutes, we have 10 minutes. It's kind of on purpose, I guess, because, you know, with this being the night before Thanksgiving and, you know, all of the callers are on the phone, I thought it would be, you know, appropriate just to have the lines open to see if anybody want to say anything that they was thankful for, you know. You know, and you really don't have to, but, you know, we would have this time, you know, with one another, you know. One of the callers has pressed the button. Caller, your number is 504-250. Your mic is open.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Talk about an on-time God. I thank you, Lord, for the lesson. I thank the Lord. I got in a little bit late, but Lord, it's talking about on time. Because, you know, even during the holidays, even though it is Thanksgiving, enemy will try to get in and try to cut you down. And I said, oh, Lord, look the time it is. I said, let me hurry up and get in. And I just thank God for that, because it picked me up, because I really was falling in the slope because coming. But I thank the Lord that they weren't on that highway. They had to be worried about them getting here. I thank the Lord that they are safe at home and they are doing okay, and it'll be another time. I thank the Lord for life, health, and strength. I thank the Lord for being my provider. I thank the Lord for being my health and strength and everything, and he has been on time. God has been putting angels in my path, and I thank God for you, Diane. I thank God for you more than it. And actually, I said thank God for you a couple of times. Your ears should have been itching. But I thank God for your spirit, because I have been learning to the spirit of humility. Because, you know, even after the lesson before, you know, when he's talking about Job, I have to humble myself. But I am still so blessed. And I look and think about how God has blessed me and all the places and all the things I've done. I have a sure enough testimony. God has been good to me, and I thank God for you with this Bible study on Wednesday, that you could just tune in and call him up and tell him what you want. And I dialed him, told me, oh, it's time for Bible. I said, let me hurry up and get on. And that's just what I need. I just thank God for praises. Thank God for good times. I thank God for better times coming. I thank God for all what he has blessed me with and what he's going to bless me with. And I praise God for all those that are on, because if you stop this time to give your service to him, God, for you being a faithful and good servant to him. So God is pleased with what we're doing tonight, and assembling ourselves and lifting up his name and giving him all the praise and glory and honor, because all glory and honor belongs to him. And I thank God for using you, Diane. You have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody that's on the line. Have a happy, happy Thanksgiving, because I tell you, this Bible study has truly lifted me up more than once. And matter of fact, every time I get on, it's uplifting for me. So I praise God for the lesson, and I am thankful, grateful, and just ecstatic over the Lord, what the Lord has done and what he's going to do.
Well, I thank you so much, Miss Josie, little Josie Thompson, for calling in tonight. And you and your family be blessed and enjoy the holidays as well. And always remember that, you know, God loves you, and so do I.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know that. You know, sure, the movie is the one. And I thank God for you, you know. Like I said, you know.
And I thank God for you, too.
Expert. It's an action.
All righty.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Mm-hmm. God is good. And his mercy is good. Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Let me not keep up all the people's time. But I'm grateful. I'm thankful and grateful.
All right, I got another caller. Caller 985-224. Your line is open and your mic is open.
Hi, Lady Di. I just want to piggyback on what the caller just said, because that's exactly what I was thinking. I'm so grateful that you're letting God use you to be the vehicle that comes through to us every Wednesday night like that. I have learned so much from you. I have been uplifted when I needed to be uplifted. Tonight you made me do a checklist on myself, talking about gratefulness. You know, when we hear these messages, they're not for other people. They're for us. So we need to take the time out and say, Lord, am I grateful? Do I say thank you? Do I tell people thank you? Do I tell you thank you, Lord? And I just want to thank you for that lesson tonight. I want to thank God for you, and I pray his continued blessing on you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you, Sister Joyce Brown, for calling in, and And I thank you as well for, you know, like I thank all of the listeners for taking time out of their schedule and calling in week after week, you know. And I pray that everybody do understand that this is not a Diane Bible study. It's our Bible study. It's time that God had orchestrated and allowed for us to be together on Wednesday night at 8:30 for almost going on February, be 2 years now. You know, that's not man, that's God. But we all have to take, you know, take and nourish what God has given us. And Sister Brown, I just want to say thank you. Tell my dad happy Thanksgiving as well, and to all of the families, you know, out here, happy Thanksgiving to everybody, because we have so much to be thankful for. I thank you, Sister Brown, and God bless you. I have another call of 504-237. 504-237-60. Your mic is now open. Well, maybe they can't hear me. Well, that was the only other mic that was, I mean, the other only other thing was pressed. 504-237-60. If you'd like to say anything right now, your mic is open and I'm going to close it. But I just want to tell everybody, thank you so much for calling in. I thank you for the time that we have shared month after month after month, you know, together. I pray that God has given you something that you could use in your life. I pray that the Holy Ghost give you illumination and revelation. I pray that if you don't have a spirit of thanksgiving, that you ask God for a spirit of thanksgiving. I hope that if it's someone you need to thank, that you thank them now. And I'm just thankful, you know, because I thank God for every opportunity, you know, because if I look back over my life and think things over, it would be no kind of way that I'd have thought on November the 26th that I would be sitting on a Blog Talk Radio doing a Bible study, you know. But it's not me, it's about God. God chooses and does what he wants. So all I could do is say thank you. It's nothing I created. It's nothing that I, you know, seek. It's not even nothing that I seek after. But God. And right now is 8:29. I want to wish each and every one of you a fabulous Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is a time when families should come together and share. I don't know about you guys, but I'm the only, you know, I'm usually the one that be doing a lot of cooking and stuff like that. And if you don't watch the devil, you're going to say, well, why you got to do it? But because you got to do it, because it could be your assignment. It could be to whom much is given, much is required. You know, and it's, you know, God uses us even for something simple like preparing a holiday meal for our family. You know what I'm saying? So we just have to be thankful for every opportunity that God's put in our lives. And I'm thankful to be able to cook for my family and my neighbors and my friends. You know, I have to understand that and be thankful. And I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Right now we have a caller. Caller, your number is 504-355-62. Your mic is open.
Yeah, how you doing, Miss Diane? It's Kathy Foxley. I'm just calling
you. I'm doing fine, and you?
And all the callers, I've listened to the messages, and I want to thank God for everything as well. Even though it was with my uncle today, he would have been 80 years old, but I still thank God for having the time to share with him through the years and good times together. And I want to thank you for being a great person to have you have been in my life and my family. And I hope to see you tomorrow on Thanksgiving to come eat that big old dinner.
Well, you're so welcome. And I'm asking everybody on the line, and and may be listening on the internet. Kathy is one of the callers that calls in every Wednesday, and she had debt in her family. Her uncle died, and that's what she said. And when we know things like that, I always bring it to the body, and we all pray for her, because plenty of times people are telling me, you know, that lady that was on the line, I prayed for her family. I say kudos. But Kathy Foxworth is a friend of mine, and her father is a friend of mine, well, our whole family. And her uncle, which is my friend's brother, died. So I'm asking that y'all be prayerful for the family, because he had a wife that he was taking care of. Come on now. He was taking care of his wife. You know, she was down sick, you know, and had, you know, Alzheimer's and all of that. And he was taking care of his wife, and he died.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm asking that y'all lift up his family.
Very good care of her, too. Very good care of her.
Yeah, he was taking care of her, and now he done died. But I'm asking that you lift the Foxray family up in prayer. And, Kathy, I'll see you on tomorrow. And, again, everybody, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you for calling in the line, Kathy.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You have a great day. Good night.
All right, darling. Okay. There's no more callers on the line. I'm going to go ahead and do a benediction prayer, because I don't want people to hang up without the prayer going forward. But we're going to do a prayer, and then I'm going to play the Blessings of Abraham. And if whoever wants music after that, I'll continue to play. If anybody would like to lead us out in prayer, if you press your button, I'll let y'all lead us to the throne of grace to lead us out of our study tonight. If you want to, you could just press the one button, and if not, here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you. Lord, I am so grateful. I'm so thankful for what you're allowing me to do. I thank you for tonight's lesson, and I pray that the word don't return void, and the Holy Ghost will illuminate and revelate. I pray that the people will sit back and relax and reflect on just how they are doing with gratitude and thankfulness. I pray that you teach us and you show us, dear God, who you really are through your word. I pray that everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving, dear God, that families come together and love on one another. I pray for somebody who may not have food, dear God, that you will make a way out of no way. I thank you for the food that we have and those who do have. I thank you for the finances that we was able to buy it with. I thank you for the strength we was able to go to the store. And I thank you for the fact that we are able to cook it. All of that's a blessing, dear God, and I say thank you. Heavenly Father, all these blessings and others, I thank you in your darling son Jesus' name for all of our sakes. Thank God. Thank you, God, for being who you are. Thank you, God, for who you're trying to mold us to be. Thank you, dear God, for your son who died on Calvary. Thank you for your spirit that lives inside of me. Thank you, dear God, for everything. And Heavenly Father, teach us to realize that every day is a day of thanksgiving. And Lord, let us always give you honor, glory, and praise, because you're worthy. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. And I'm going to come back on after the record play. If someone's still on the phone and they'd like to make comments, they can at that time. But until then, I'm going to play this record. And I want you to know that God loves you and so do I.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all. a practice. Yeah, write a book, score a film. Somebody's gonna walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it, children.
Get your inheritance and get it with a praise of thanksgiving. And, you know, if you're doing any complaining, stop complaining, because when you complain, it's just a sign of ungratefulness. So everybody be blessed. Have a wonderful holiday. God loves you and I, so do I. If the Lord says the same, we'll be back on Wednesday night. Everybody be blessed and be safe. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. That ends our program for tonight.